Later that night, Coach talked his way past the nurses and into my room. My mother and father and grandma were asleep in their chairs, but I was awake. "Hey, kid," Coach said, keeping his voice low so he wouldn't wake my family. "Hey, Coach," I said. "Sorry about that game," he said. "It's not your fault. I shouldn't have played you. I should have canceled the whole game. It's my fault. I wanted to play. I wanted to win." "It's just a game," he said. "It's not worth all this." But he was lying. He was just saying what he thought he was supposed to say. Of course, it was not just a game. Every game is important. Every game is serious. "Coach," I said, "I would walk out of this hospital and walk all the way back to Wellpinit to play them right now if I could." Coach smiled. "Vince Lombardi used to say something I like," he said. "It's not whether you win or lose," I said, "it's how you play the game." "No, but I like that one," Coach said. "But Lombardi didn't mean it. Of course it's better to win." We laughed. "No, I like this other one more," Coach said. "The quality of a man's life is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor." "That's a good one." "It's perfect for you. I've never met anybody as committed as you." "Thanks, Coach." "You're welcome." "Okay, kid, you take care of your head. I'm going to get out of here so you can sleep." "Oh, I'm not supposed to sleep. They want to keep me awake to monitor my head, make sure I don't have some hidden damage or something." "Oh, okay," Coach said. "Well, how about I stay and keep you company then?" "Wow, that would be great." So Coach and I sat awake all night. We told each other many stories, but I never repeat those stories. That night belongs to just me and my coach.